This is Senator Bob Dole. Another cabinet secretary is leaving President Reagan's cabinet to join the Dole presidential campaign. In a moment, I'll tell Ted Kennedy the good news as we face off. Ted, first Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole joined the team. Now one of the most respected men in government is leaving the White House to head up my presidential campaign. He's William Brock, the Secretary of Labor. And I know you agree, Ted, Bill Brock is tops. He was a superb congressman and senator, a dynamic Republican Party chairman, and a highly regarded cabinet secretary. His leadership and management skills are legendary, so I'm mighty glad he'll be driving the Dole bandwagon. Bill Brock is from Tennessee, and he'll be a real plus on 1988 Super Tuesday when 17 states go to the polls. Ted, you raved about Bill Brock when he became the new Secretary of Labor, and he delivered, and I'm confident he'll deliver for Bob Dole in 1988.
I must say, Bob, you're certainly working your way through President Reagan's cabinet. So far, you lined up two good people for your presidential campaign. A little too good, perhaps. Let's hope the Republican Party doesn't decide to hold a primary for the three of you. You might come in third, behind Elizabeth Dole and Bill Brock. From what I hear, Bob, if you could just get a transplant of Elizabeth Dole's Southern appeal and Bill Brock's political skill, you could be a strong candidate, too. A lot of people have been asking me about the possibility of a Dole-Dole ticket, Bob. I tell them it's unlikely. I don't think you'd accept the vice presidential nomination. Who knows, with this latest development, if Elizabeth Dole emerges as the nominee, she might ask Bill Brock to take on the second slot. But don't worry, Bob. A lot of us agree that you'd make a pretty good first man, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.